You're listening to Nectar, sweet musings for your creative soul. And now, your host, Stacey Maney.
In today's episode, I want to share a quick practice that you can do wherever you are, and preferably if you're still and not moving. But this practice is one that you can go back to over and over again whenever you feel that you want to have a good impact on the world, or if you're feeling too small or that you're not feeling peace in the moment. I love this practice because it always fills me up first, and then I feel that fullness ripple out beyond me. It involves the directions, and there's something about realizing where I am in space and landing that really brings me into the moment. You can do this exercise with any intention, and today we're going to do it with the intention of radiating peace. In order to do this, you'll have to figure out where you're standing geographically. So, you know, find a place that you can stand still and connect with the earth, preferably a place outside, but you could even do this in your house. That'd be powerful too. You can do it wherever you are. I don't suggest doing it when you're driving. It'd be a little disorienting, but the whole point is to figure out where north is, south, east, west, and really orient yourself to the land. I always feel like this is one of the quickest ways for me to get grounded. It's almost like a lock and key kind of feel, like, or these gears coming together when you can acknowledge where you're standing in relation to those directions. And so if you just want to give yourself a moment, if you're somewhere you're not familiar with, then there's a compass app on the phone that you could use. And we're actually going to start this practice facing the east. So once you find the east, and you can hit pause if you need to, but once you find the east, just plant your feet on the earth and just face your whole body that direction. And when we face the east, we are connecting to the spring, the season of spring, the element of air, and the chakra of our heart. And so for in this moment, if you want, you can place your hands on your heart and connecting to your heart, connecting to the heart of the earth beneath you. And feeling this energy come all the way up through you, connecting beyond you to the cosmos, to the stars above. And in this moment, planting a seed in your heart, a seed for peace. And if you want to place your hands, palms out in front of you, kind of resting your elbows by your sides, by your rib cage, you can imagine sending this energy, this heart-filled intention of peace into the east. Noticing, remembering what lies to the east of you, where you're standing right now. And then when that feels complete, turning to the south. The south is the season of summer. It's the fire element, the solar plexus chakra. And so in this moment, with your hands still out, connecting to your passion, feeling the seed of peace within you, and feeling it begin to overflow from your heart, being fueled by the fire of your passions, and watch that ripple beyond you. Maybe that passion moves from your heart through your hands to the south, and keeping in mind what's south of you. And let your passion support our intention. Let it support you in your work in this world. The things that light you up. And when that feels complete, turning to the west. This is the season of autumn. It's the water element, and it's the sacral chakra. As you are filled with this energy of peace, notice what you get to surrender. Notice if there's something that you've been holding on to that you can set aside. Inviting grace and gratitude for whatever you're surrendering, acknowledging the purpose that it served you. And sending this peace, this feeling of ease and light-heartedness through your hands into the west. And then bringing your attention to the north when this feels complete. This is the season of winter, the earth element, and our root chakra. I'm feeling that full circle. And at this time, connecting again to the heart of the earth beneath you. And asking the earth for a message about peace. And when that feels complete, giving yourself a big inhale and a big exhale. And you can close your eyes and imagine yourself at the intersection of all of these directions, right in the center. And allow yourself to radiate peace out from you like the sun. And feel the light of this peace touch every cell of your body. Feel the light of this peace overflow from you to the land that you're on, to the town that you're in, filling your home, filling your community, and spilling over to fill your country. All the way beyond its borders to the oceans. And feel this peace get so big and so unstoppable that it reaches all the way around the planet. And that the light of this peace touches every part of our earth, every person, every animal, every bird. And know that this light of peace is for your highest good and the highest good of all beings. And remember your space right here in the middle of it all. Right here in the moment. If you want to bring your arms out wide, your legs wide, kind of like an X. To really claim this space. Claim the power that is within you to create this peace. Knowing and trusting that just by showing up, you have shifted the energy on the planet. And you can do so as many times as you need to. what I've learned on this journey to peace over the last few months is that peace is something we get to create and something we can always create more of, but it's also something that's right in front of us. I keep finding over and over that peace exists within the moment, when I'm in the moment. I've noticed that despite what I might fear that's going on in the world, or the drama that I might get affected by, I found the most rich moments of peace in my life. Because I started asking what peace is to me. And I noticed there was actually a lot more of it in my life than I thought. And just the other night, we were out on our deck. The sun was setting. The kids were going crazy over their popsicles and so excited and just so happy with their popsicles. And it was one of those moments I had to just stop and acknowledge that in that moment, I didn't have to create anything extra. All I had to do was be present for it, and I got the gift of peace. I acknowledged, I saw that peace was right in front of me. And so whether you're creating peace or you're just acknowledging the peace that is already within your life, I hope that you have these same moments of realizing there's more of it there than maybe you initially thought, and that you also have this power to create it and share it with others. And so, to conclude here for now, I'm going to share one of my favorite poems with you called Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. And funny enough, geese have been such a powerful guide for me during this process, and they're so connected to the theme of peace. And it's almost comical, but they're such graceful beings, and I've had some crazy encounters with them along the way. Maybe I'll share that in another podcast. But they've just been such a guiding source. So I'll leave you with this poem, and I'll make sure to leave it in the show notes too, if you want to print it out for yourself. And this is how it goes. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. And so, we'll stop there for now, and just know that all of this will be in the show notes, including the steps of the practice we did, so you can print that out too if you ever want to try it on your own. And just a reminder too, you can put anything, any intention into that. So anywhere we talked about peace, you could add in something else. Thank you so much for showing up this way, taking this journey with me. And here's to more peace than you realized, and more power to create exactly what you need.
Thanks for listening to Nectar. Go to stacymaney.com and subscribe to get show updates, opportunities to go deeper, and inspiration sent straight to your inbox.